Welcome to the Flying Solo Podcast. I am your host, Katie Kangas, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to take flight and follow your dreams as a solopreneur architect. In episode one of the Flying Solo Podcast, I'm going to give a long introduction because this has been a long time coming. We are going to talk about what flying solo means and what this podcast is all about. When I think of flying, I think of the sensation of soaring through the open sky, weightless and unrestricted. For millennia, this idea of flying has captured humans, and we have yearned to defy gravity and to experience the exhilaration of flight. If I were granted a superpower, without hesitation, I would choose the ability to fly. There are several aspects about flight that I think align with how I look at life, career decisions, and the dreams I have for the future. I'd like to highlight three aspects of flying today. First, it's a bird's perspective. Second, the ability for a bird to pivot midair. And finally, the endless possibilities that come with the ability to fly. So let's start with a bird's perspective. When I see a bird flying high in the sky, I often wonder what they can see. The sky is open with no barriers in the way of flying towards your biggest dreams. You can see the far distant mountains or the rivers and valleys beyond. I have always been told I have my head in the clouds, and it's true. I love dreaming big. I love envisioning what's possible. And I think that's true of many entrepreneurs and designers and architects, because our whole business is envisioning something that has not been built or even seen yet. We communicate a vision to our team of owners, contractors, engineers, and designers, and the clarity of our communication guides that vision. It transforms that dream into reality. So let's talk about bringing a bird's perspective into business. Your business doesn't have to be something you just get by with. It can be something that is your dream. It can be a big dream, a big goal. I encourage you to dream big with your business, the way a bird sees. Finding those blue oceans. Finding blue oceans takes vision. It means looking at the world from a different perspective. There's a great book, Blue Ocean Strategy, by W. Chan Kim and Renee Mabourne. They talk about many people being stuck in red oceans instead of looking for blue oceans. We all go through the same process to become architects. We go through the same schooling or the equivalent, and then test taking, interning, and then we go through a lot more just to become licensed architects in a single state. Going through these motions, the same steps, all of us, and at the end of it, we feel like we're left in the same red ocean as everyone else. We're left to find our way in the profession. We think the pickings are slim. We think it's a shark-eat-shark world. But it doesn't have to be. We can keep looking. We can go beyond the red ocean. And we can find new markets, new clients, because there's an atrociously small number of projects in the built environment that involve architects. And why is that? Why aren't we finding those blue oceans? I understand it's not easy, but it's also not easy to swim in that red ocean and get eaten up in the profession. I believe we should grow the profession. Let's apply our skills. Let's apply our vision beyond just our own borders. Let's see what's possible. And to do that, you've got to be able to adapt and to pivot. And that brings us to our second point, the idea of pivoting. When I watch little songbirds in my backyard, they are able to navigate through all those little branches. They seem like they're almost weightless, carefree, escaping the world's troubles. They can pivot on a dime and they don't hit a single branch. I'm asking you to dream big and think about how you can pivot and how you would be able to adjust and adapt. It's that ability, that nimbleness. That's what an entrepreneur needs. It's how a bird moves. You see them in the middle of the air. They're not touching a single thing. They're responding to invisible forces and they're pivoting. Have you ever seen a hawk fly up close? There's a great video. Look below in the show notes for a link. And you can see how the hawk's head is dead set on its target. And its wings and its body adjust automatically to the invisible wind currents all around. I wish I could do that, and that's why I started this podcast. I want to explore what it takes to be able to experience the freedom of flight towards a dream that I can't take my eyes off of. The possibilities are truly endless. Even the tiniest red-throated hummingbirds that flit around little flowers can migrate up to 500 miles each year. These little specialists are able to fly from northern North America all the way down to Mexico, and they're able to pivot around those small flowers, getting whatever nectar they need, while being strong enough to endure such a great journey. And so the possibilities truly are endless, which is our final point. When we're driving on the road and a great tree falls in our path, we think we're blocked. We don't think we can leave the road and go through the forest. But a bird will just fly through the tree, around each branch, up and over the canopy. There are many wind currents around us, things that seem to be pushing against us, and you can choose to either ride those winds or you can fight them. Sometimes you see birds facing into the wind and they may be flapping, but they're not moving forward. They're moving to the side because they are stuck at the whims of those wind currents. Other birds use the currents to go fantastic distances, like the red-throated hummingbird or an albatross, who uses the smell of the ocean winds to go up to 10,000 miles across oceans. Or chimney swifts, who seem to live for years in the air. These birds allow the wind currents to hold them aloft while they conserve their energy for the times they need to flap, dive, or change direction. I hope you can learn to fly with those currents, so you can cross continents and oceans with your professional practice. When you allow yourself to consider this truth, that the possibilities are endless, you also open up your business to endless earning potential. There are many, many different birds who hunt and gather to survive, just like there are many different ways to go and get projects and develop relationships with clients. So the birds do this in a million different ways, and most marketing books out there describe their one way to do it, and they sell their one way to do it. And as I read each of these books, I examine my own practice to determine if their principles are even applicable to me. Sometimes their marketing strategy would work if I were more charismatic, or another business system would work if I had a full team under me. But guess what? I'm a solopreneur, and I'm trying to figure out which pieces of each system work best for me personally. My personal strengths and weaknesses are my own. So through the Flying Solo podcast, I'd like to help you identify your own strengths and weaknesses to approach your business strategy with more discernment. I believe a firm is almost like a fingerprint of you, whether or not you put your name on it. I personally couldn't put my name on my firm because I tried to make my firm bigger than me. I knew I needed to grow into the role. So I gave my firm a story that I could serve. Now, for 4 years, I have been growing into the person I need to be to run my own practice. And so how do you need to grow into your own practice? Do you need to find a blue ocean? What fears do you need to overcome to take flight if you want to start your own practice? I have several firms who have said to me, "Hey, you started your own firm. That's amazing. I could never do that." And I'm just shocked. I have to explain that I'm really not the most qualified person to start a firm. When I told my husband and my mother that I wanted to do this, they really questioned me as kindly as possible. But they asked me, "Can you really do this?" And it was fair criticism because that's what I needed from the people I love, is true and honest criticism. But they also supported me after I chose to do it anyway. So before I hired myself to be the CEO of PASC Architecture, I had a down-to-earth reflection. I knew I was not ready to be the leader of a firm yet, but I also was going to give myself a shot to see if it would work out. I knew there were certain things I wouldn't be able to learn when working for someone else. I just had to put myself in that role and figure it out. So with 4 years under my belt, I don't want to forget the uncertainties I had to overcome in the very beginning of starting my firm. That's why I'm sharing my story with you and hopefully encourage other entrepreneurs who are examining the risk of taking flight with their own practice. There are so many unseen challenges and internal struggles faced by entrepreneurs along this journey. You may think you can't fly alone, and you may climb up that tree and stand on that branch, and you may plummet to your death. But we'll talk about that too, because failure needs to be discussed as much as success. There are ways to overcome those failures and to come out stronger than before, even if you find out you can never fly. So what action do you need to take flight? Well, you can grow your market. Architects are disrupting practice, not in a negative way. We have such a broad skill set that we can be applying to solve problems in adjacent fields and serving underserved communities and making the world a more beautiful and thoughtful place. It can feel like a leap into the unknown to get started, but sometimes you just need to start. And you can start today by taking small steps towards these big goals. We will talk about choosing big goals in this podcast. If you do have a big goal to work on right now, you should be making small steps towards it each and every day. And that's a little bit of advice from James Clear, author of Atomic Habits. So as far as small steps goes, there's nothing smaller than listening to someone jabber in your ear about something you want to learn. So I hope you will stay tuned for more of the Flying Solo podcast. I'll talk about different approaches to business, and I'll be talking about the diversity of business through a wide variety of birds. Because building your business shouldn't be about fitting into a single business structure. You have a unique set of strengths, abilities, and passions to bring to this world. We'll talk about how you will be aligning your practice for you to grow and make the world a better place. It's not going to look like my firm, but it's going to be uniquely you. Because frankly, going back to the birds, a woodpecker can't stomach the roadkill of a vulture. A woodpecker may be great at breaking through bark with their thick beak, and woodpeckers don't get headaches from the day-to-day cold calls and cold emails. They are tough. But they're not tough enough to eat that dead project that's stuck at the side of the road. Those woodpeckers would rather start fresh and keep looking for new leads and work through their projects that way. But for that dead project, a scavenger like an eagle or a vulture is able to stomach what someone else has left for dead by the side of the road. It's messy work, but the world would be a really ugly place if architects didn't pick up those projects and help get those projects through the finish line. Getting them through code reviews and through completion of construction takes a tough stomach. And they're built to handle that sort of messy, turn-your-stomach sort of work, arguing or talking through the tough stuff. They can do it. And if it's your strength, thank you. Thank you for what you do to make the world a beautiful place. And some of us may just be ugly ducklings. We don't fit in anywhere at any other firm, even though we tried.
Sometimes, as an ugly duckling, you can leave traditional practice and create a firm that fits your life goals. In the next episode, I'll talk about the shape of traditional architecture firms and how solopreneur architects and small firms can shape their business in different ways that reflect their strengths and unique marketing strategies. And so if you're an ugly duckling, not fitting in anywhere, maybe we can stay on this journey, and one day we'll look down and see that we're navigating life as gracefully as a swan. To join the Flying Solo movement, you can follow along on Instagram at Flying Solo Arc, where I post content to encourage your business life. There will also be a link to the Flying Solo website in the show notes. And you can also listen to encouraging content on the Gable Media platform. To join the Entree Architect community, become a member, or join the free Facebook group. Mark Arlepage has been building a community for small firm architects who have these tough conversations to improve practice and do better work every day. There are so many resources if you are starting or running your own practice.
Thank you for listening. I'm Katie Kangas, and my hope is to empower aspiring architects and entrepreneurs to soar to new heights and embrace the freedom of flying solo.